Page 18, measure number 24-486, Silver Falls School District number 4J. Bonds to increase safety, improve schools, replace Silverton Middle School. Question, shall district increase safety, update and repair schools, improve accessibility, replace middle school, issue $138 million in bonds, audits required. If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, Silver Falls School District proposes a bond not exceeding $138 million, will receive $4 million state grant if approved. Bonds would finance capital costs, including replace Silverton Middle School with a new school on current site, keep existing gym. Current facility is between 60 and 85 years old, and portions of school are condemned. Planned improvements for all schools. Improve safety and security. Secure exterior doors, alarms, cameras, fire, intercom improvements. Improve parking, traffic flow, better accessibility to meet ADA requirements. Prioritize healthy schools. Remove asbestos. Eradicate toxic mold, water intrusion. Ventilation systems to address fire, smoke. Improve indoor air quality. Update and repair aging buildings. Electrical, roofing, flooring, lighting, insulation, siding, windows, HVAC, sewer and stormwater systems. Site improvements, demolition, furnishings, equipment, issuance costs. Citizen Oversight Committee audits required. Bonds may be issued in multiple series maturing within 26 years from issuance. Estimated increase over current rate is $1.60 per $1,000 assessed property value. Actual levy rate may differ due to changes in interest rates and assessed value. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Page 19, explanatory statement. The Silver Falls School District serves approximately 3,450 students in 9 elementaries, 1 middle, 1 high school across 250 square miles. The average age of the district buildings is 71 years, with 6 schools more than 75 years old, including Central Howell Elementary, 95 years old, Freedom Elementary, 95 years old, Silverton Middle School, 85 years old, Victor Point Elementary, 76 years old, Silver Crest Elementary, 76 years old, Butte Creek Elementary, 75 years old. Silver Falls schools face challenges including safety and security. Every school in the district has exterior doors that are not secured with access control systems. Many schools in the district have fire safety systems, intercoms, and other safety measures that are either non-existent or fail to meet current standards. Aging buildings. Buildings across the district have aging electrical, heating, plumbing, and sewer systems. Sidewalks and parking lots have degraded. Some buildings have basement water infiltration and stormwater backups. Health and accessibility. Classroom temperatures vary widely. Most schools do not have ventilation or cooling, AC. With the extended wildfire seasons and smoke, our schools are being forced to choose between closing windows and doors, forcing temps to 90 degrees plus in classrooms, or allowing unhealthy air to enter schools. Accessibility is also a real issue, as many schools do not meet ADA requirements. Silverton Middle School, built in 1938, the third oldest school in the district, has failing building systems. Portions of the building are condemned, lacks space for students, and has security issues with 41 outside entrances. Community-identified priorities. Development of this bond has been a 5-year process, beginning with the Comprehensive Facilities Assessment and Long-Range Facilities Committee. The district has convened a Community Bond Advisory Committee in 2022 that gathered public input on the needs of school buildings. This committee recommended a bond proposal that makes improvements to every school in the district. School board refers bond measure. The school board seeks voter approval of up to $138 million general obligation bonds. District will receive state matching funds of $4 million if the bonds are approved. Bonds would finance capital costs, including replace Silverton Middle School with new school on current site, keep existing gym. Current facility is between 60 and 85 years old, and portions of the school are condemned. Planned improvements for all schools. Improve safety and security. Secure exterior doors, alarms, cameras, fire alarm, intercom improvements, improved parking, traffic flow, better accessibility to meet ADA requirements, prioritize healthy schools, remove asbestos, eradicate toxic mold, water intrusion, ventilation systems to address fire smoke, improve indoor air quality, update and repair aging buildings, electrical, roofing, flooring, lighting, insulation, windows, HVAC, sewer, and stormwater systems. Citizen Oversight Committee will be formed. Audits will be performed as part of district's annual audit. Bonds may be issued in multiple series, maturing within 26 years from issuance. Estimated increase over current rate is $1.60 per $1,000 assessed property value. Actual levy rate may differ due to changes in interest rates and assessed value. Information submitted by Steve Nielsen, Director of Finance and Operations, Silver Falls School District Number 4J. Page 20, beginning arguments in support of 24-486. For safer, healthier schools, vote yes on Measure 24-486. As public safety and health professionals, we know it's our responsibility to do everything we can to keep our communities safe. When it comes to school safety, the headlines across the nation are all too frequent and similar. It's an unfortunate fact that in today's world, our schools must be ready to respond to any manner of threat. It is critical that we ensure our schools are safe and healthy. Currently, our district school buildings leave our kids and staff vulnerable. Safety and security. We need to know who is in our buildings or our school grounds. Every school in our district has entrances that are not secured with any sort of access control systems. In emergencies, the ability to respond quickly literally saves lives. This bond measure helps us do that, fund functional emergency communications and fire safety systems that help keep students and staff safe in case of imminent danger. The middle school's main brick structure on Schulader Street has been condemned for decades. Students and staff have worked around this dangerous core for years, but it's seismically unstable and unrepairable. Healthy schools, classroom temperatures vary widely. HVAC and air handling systems are aging, inefficient, and in some cases non-existent. Updated systems will make sure our schools are safe and a place of refuge for our community in future heat and smoke events. Students and parents count on schools as places for learning, connection, and nourishment for the mind and body. It is critical that we ensure our schools are safe and healthy. The Silver Falls School Board will help keep our kids and the adults who care for them safe and healthy. Please join us in voting yes. Eric D. Rapp, SMS Campus Security, Dr. Jess Miller, M.D., Dr. Nathan Bay, M.D., Dr. Michael Grady, M.D., Dr. Elizabeth Smith, M.D., Dr. Julie Broyhill, M.D., Daniel Brissino, SHS Campus Security. This information furnished by Eliza Torlin on behalf of Silver Falls Neighborhoods for Schools. Also on page 20, another argument in support. Please join the Silver Falls School Board in supporting a bright future for our kids. As volunteer school board members, we know schools build stronger communities, which is why this November's bond is so important for the future of our Silver Falls communities. Our community has always come together to invest in education. Better schools help build a stronger community, give our kids more opportunities to succeed, and increase the value of our homes. This bond will raise $138 million to repair and replace facilities, ensuring safer and healthier learning environments for our kids. Our district will also receive a $4 million grant from the state if the bond passes, which adds even more funding for this effort. Safer and healthier schools. The bond proposal will replace the partially condemned middle school and provide critical repairs throughout the district, such as replacing necessary plumbing, sewer, heating, cooling, and electrical systems, so that our schools can be maintained at a highly functioning level. Stronger security. Students and teachers need to be safe while at school, which is why the bond will allow for improvements like exterior entrance access security systems, functional intercoms and emergency alert systems, and functional fire safety systems. New middle school. This bond will provide funding for a new middle school at the old Schulader Street campus, which has been partially condemned for decades. Aside from the high school, this campus is the largest in our district, housing nearly 500 students and staff. Oversight. A bond oversight committee made up of community members will oversee the project and approve fund allocation. Regular audits by the state are required as well. Help us build a better future for our students. Join us in voting yes on Measure 24-486. Jennifer Traeger, SFSD Board Chair. Aaron Koch, Joshua Ort, Derek Foxworth Jr., Owen Von Flew, Tom Buchholz. This information furnished by Hillary DeMelcher on behalf of Silver Falls Neighborhood for Schools. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 21, final argument in support. Teachers, school staff, and principals are voting yes on 24-486. As teachers, staff, and principals in your neighborhood schools in Silver Falls, we go to work every day in these buildings and witness firsthand the condition of our schools and their impact on our students. We are strongly urging you to vote for Measure 24-486. By voting yes on Measure 24-486 this November, you will help our schools provide the safe and healthy environment kids need for a high-quality education. Your support will ensure our schools continue to thrive. Measure 24-486 is critical to teaching and learning. As educators, it's our mission every day to provide an excellent experience for the kids in our care. It has become almost impossible to do that with consistent interruptions caused by the failing environments and systems in all of our schools, from flooded basements to failing heat and cooling systems, windows that won't open, and, in the case of Silverton Middle School, a condemned campus core, every school in our district needs care, maintenance, or replacement. Security and safety. Every day you put your precious children in our care, and every day we are concerned for their safety. The middle school, for example, has 41 separate external entrances. This bond will provide necessary funding to make all of our school buildings secure and add safety features such as coded access, fire alarms and suppression, and functioning intercoms and security cameras. Educators and principals urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-486 for better community schools. Leslie Roach, SFSD Director of Teaching and Learning. Sione Thompson, Principal, Silverton High School. Kevin Palmer, Principal, Butte Creek. Brett Davison, Principal, Silverton Middle School. Melissa Linder Cho, Principal, Pratum Silvercrest. Kirsten Jorgensen, Principal, Scott Mills. Jennifer Hannon, Principal, Sequoia Academy. Allison Stoffels, Teacher, Silverton High School. Taryn Wold, Principal, Central Howell. Jamie McCarty, Principal, Robert Frost. Jackie Renaud, Teacher, Silverton Middle School. Katie Beckett, Principal, Mark Twain, Silver Falls Education Association. This information furnished by Celeste Richardson on behalf of Silver Falls Neighbors for Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder on page 21. Remember to sign your ballot return envelope.